Let's ruminate. Now, I'm, you know, sitting up, watching some videos, and even some coming back to and revisiting some of the older content that I used to look at, that I used to watch. You know, and I try to, I mean, where a leftist would just force and force diversity. No, I do it effortlessly. I don't even mention it. It works. It comes naturally. I don't try to, you know, force it or any of that, you know. You know, there's a Tao in all of this. There's a Wu Wei to take a phrase from that philosophy. But I was watching some Thinking Ape. Some of you know him as Stardust, and he was one of the guys that his earlier work definitely had an influence on a lot of my earlier work, and even some work I'm doing today, Ruminations being one of them, this that you're listening to now. I was watching a video of his, an old one, I believe. It was called The Equilibrium Dilemma, The Path of the Lone Wolf. And I used to listen to videos like this, his, and also Archangel's work as well. When I would go on road trips and stuff like that, especially when I would go on road trips or commutes. But not only that, you know, I would do this in everyday life. To get to the point, you know, I've been, you know, living on my own, relationship free, now in the beginning, relatively, and for the past, I'd say, 5 years, absolutely, you know. And in the beginning, though, it was a bitch to get a moment alone, man, you know. It was a bitch. Either by, you know, my own fault, a fault of my own. It wasn't just a fault of my own. Society had a role in it, too. You know? Always trying to test your MGTOW, as I would put it. And when I was listening to this particular work, and I'm like, yeah, man. I look at my relationships in the past, and even the one with my child's mother, and even back before then, I was in a long-term relationship as well, you know. I've always had an effortless diversity, if you will. I mean, oh, dare I use that fucking word. It's now cursed, you know, because of a certain group. But it was diverse in a classic sense, you know. For instance, right? Now, I've been in long-term relationships. You might as well say marriage. I mean, I've never been married, by the way, for the record. I've only been in, you know, cohabitations, and these cohabitations can last in spurts of anywhere between 2 to 6 years. And yes, including, you know, the mother of my only child. And I was with her mother for, wow, what had to have been 3 years. Whereas I was in a relationship with a lady for about 5 years before getting with this, you know, the mother of my child, right? Now, it's an exercise in how long you can tolerate that woman. And I remember a relationship I was in, the one I've just mentioned that, you know, that I was in for 5 years before it was with the child's mother. I mean, it was, you know, I gotten tired of her, I'd say 2 years in. She never did. I had to make her tired of me. I had to make her not want to be with me anymore. So what I did, right, was sit up and I threw every malicious thought at her that I've ever had of her in the 5 years I was with her, right? And so she burst in tears, said she didn't want to be with me anymore. And then I moved on to my child's mother eventually. And when I got with her, that lady, it was like, and I'm using the word lady loosely, right? I got with this chick and we were cool. We were all right. But, you know, there was this moment that it started a downward spiral, if you will, you know, when I got the news that my cousin died of a gunshot wound, right? And I was distraught, to say the least. I could not function like I normally would. But you know what was strange, though? You know, the mother of my child got to liking me even more, which was strange. But on and over time, she got to liking me less. And what was the catalyst for it was this event that had happened. And my mother came to visit. And this guy was trying to, you know, attack my mother. And he did. He actually hit her, right? And so I fight the guy. I fight his nephew. And a child's mother didn't do shit, man. Now, she was giving excuses, like trying to protect the children. And it's like, you know, the children would have been okay, all right? You know? We were getting hurt out there. Let's just be fair. Let's just be real. You were just in the house doing not a damn thing. All right? Now, maybe I was off base with that. But from that point on, you know, I just go down. I mean, even further down. You know, I've struggled really hard to get this job, and I finally get it, and I lose it. I lose it. And it's like, you know, damn, nothing happened from it. And I could tell, I see the signs. I seen that my child's mom, she didn't, you know, she really didn't give a shit about me, man. I was just there, you know. And I can tell she didn't like me at all. She was starting not to. And was wanting to break up with me. She wasn't happy at all. I knew it. And so I projected her feelings onto her, you know. Tried to get her, egg her on to break up with me. And, you know, she was too chicken shit to do it. So I did it. And I left. I'm the one that left, man. And that started me living on my own. And I mean like for real time. Because before then, I could not without being in a relationship. And so I gave that a try. I go back to school and everything like that. But a few years later, close to graduating, you know, I get together with another female, and it was, you know, really trying to hold it together. First year was great, you know, and even before that, heck, we were good friends before we even got together, right? She was with her, you know, child's husband and whatnot, and she had a tragic situation having to do with her first child, and, you know, she's no longer with us, rest in peace. But in that third long-term relationship, and, you know, that didn't get up to about, like, what, 2, maybe 3 years? And I'd say by the second year, I was getting berated, belittled. I mean, and at this time, mind you know, I'm, you know, doing pretty well in my studies. I'm in a really good job at this point, and I'm in this relationship, but I can't seem to find happy at all, because she would pick at it and sabotage it. She even admitted as much. And so after that, I'm like, you know, oh, and another thing too, she had a drinking problem. And it came to a head one time when, you know, before it did come to a head, let me say this quickly. She has been 86th out of a bar. Can't come to find out. We go to another bar. She gets herself 86th out of, and she's the type that would fight. You know, if the smallest thing hurts her ego while she's in that inebriated state, she would get violent, right? Now, mind you, man, she never got violent with me. She only tried to provoke me to have hate sex with her. After a while, I figured it out. You know, and I told her straight up, maybe it's time we should be apart. Right? Now, I didn't tell her this through, you know, in an argument or anything like that. No, I waited until things got a little better, you know, we get into another calm before the storm. And as that was going on, you know, after the storm, before I told her that I wanted to be apart from her, that maybe we should be apart and whatnot, I started slowly but surely moving my things out. She didn't notice, though. Right. And then I waited till, you know, everything was cool. And you would think that we would never fight after that. We'd be okay after that. But oh no. I got to realize in here too, you know, she's really trashed me. She's really told me how she's, you know, how she would despise me and stuff like that. Or, you know, she would tell me all kinds of shit to try to egg me on. You know, and women do admit this shit now, thanks to social media. This very device we're on is what fucking reveals their shit. And so, back to that. I tell her that we want to, like, maybe we should be apart. No, I think we should be apart now. And from then on out, we break up. The she tried to even offer a threesome or something to spice this thing up. And I'm looking at her like, what the f-? Or here's another one. Or shall I move a roommate in? That type of shit, right? I'm just like, no. You don't have to get the hell out, but I will. I took my name off the lease and everything. Paid my bit of rent. And the rest of my stuff started coming out of there. And from then on out, I mean, I've been relationship free in that regard. Long-term relationship free for the past, is that going on 8 years now? Wow. It's been about that long. Shit. And then after that, you know, there would be this chick. We was just fucking, right? But I noticed something. It was, you know, it was kind of cool. You know, she was cool with me. I was cool with her. We were very friendly. And we met through a mutual friend and whatnot. And kind of like how I told you in the last rumination, man, that I was like, you know, starting to get into this red pill stuff, this MGTOW stuff. And then I'm like, you know, I've always wanted to be, I was always, you know, trying to get into a place to where I lived in my, you know, I lived on my own. Went to work, came back, home alone, no drama, no worries, that's it. Now, I mean, I got this stupid urge to, you know, I got this base nature going on here, wanting the pair bond and shit, the need for love and sex, as they call it. And, you know, this latest chick that I'm telling you about, I was like, you know, we would long distance, you know what I'm saying? Every 3 months we would meet up and, you know, I would smash on it, and then shit, we'd break our separate ways, and, you know, we go back to our own homes. Now, her father died. You know. And this was about 3, maybe 4 years ago. And when that happened, you know, somehow in there, she had gotten with the guy that is now the father of her second child. And, dude, for this one, I'm wiping the proverbial sweat off my brow. Phew, that was a close one. That was a bullet. Dodged it. Thank goodness I wrapped up. You know. And I told her from the jump street, man. Not that it matters or anything, but it's good that they knew from the start that, nah, I wasn't looking to live with you. I wasn't looking to start no family with you. I'm not trying to raise your kids. I'm not trying to get to know your mom. None of that. You know. I just got this base nature, this urge, and we meet up, play that all out, break our separate ways, and that's it. Well, she didn't think it was fun, so she wanted a family. I didn't. And so now, you know, to the present day, you know, I'm comfortable with my solitude. I love living alone. It's a wonderful thing, but, you know, somehow I can't get these fucking neighbors to stop stomping like pachyderms, but that's okay. Shit. Oh, man. But at least I'm on my own, man. I mean, not having to spill my whereabouts if I decide to want to up and hop in the truck and go to the big box store in my area and go get some food or provisions or hygiene or whatever the fuck, right? But I'm human. I'm a man, right? I still got the need to pair bond, need for love and sex, as they put it. But, you know, as I get older, and mind you, I'm well into my 40s, bro. I get it. I've seen the movies before. I even brought my bro on the show, and he's about 4 years, a little less than 4 years younger than me. He just hit 40, and he's out of his second marriage. He's been done with that for the past, 2 years, I think. And he's with this new chick, and, you know, in a way, I wanted him to move the way I am, you know, comfortable with his solitude and everything. But then again, I'm starting to think, look, it's really not my place to even do that, right? The guy's an adult. He'll come to this realization pretty soon. He'll come to the realization soon enough. Or, hell, maybe he wants to embrace that type of a blue pill life, I guess. You know, he's not MGTOW in the sense that we would be. He's red pill to wear, that's for sure. He's red pill to wear. He got one foot out. But in my opinion, he's fishing at the Rubicon, if you know what I mean. You know? Whereas fellas like you and I, we, you know, and I'm pretty sure that you are well into, you know, your red pill ways and MGTOW ways and shit like that. You know, I really don't want to even use these terms anymore, man. Really. I mean, because they have been so bandied about for the past, 7 to 10 years now. And I can't believe it's been that long, really. And to get to the point, you don't really want to just impose your way of life on another. But like I said in the last video, do I have to be the hero here? All right, well, that was just something I would ruminate on, fellas. There will be more to come. And, shit. I ain't got no catchphrase or nothing, so I'm gonna get the hell out of here. Bye. Shit.